Welcome everybody to Disney World A to Z. This is the podcast for all things Walt Disney World from A to Z. We'll take you through the magic alphabetically. I'm your host, Emma. My brother, Athos, is here with me today.
Hey, everybody.
So today we're starting the alphabet over again. We're going to see how it goes. So we're on the letter A, and A is for, do you want to tell them?
Area loops.
Area loops, our favorite background ambient music at Disney World. So it could be A for ambient or area loop.
Both work.
Whichever you prefer. There are some pretty great background loops around Disney World. I feel like that's part of what makes it so immersive. It really pulls you in and makes you feel like you're not in Florida anymore. You are in the South Seas, or you are in the jungles of Africa, or you're in, you know, America, like turn of the century America on Main Street USA, or in the future. So we're going to tell you about some of our very favorites.
Yeah.
Should we? So I thought I'm going to try to play some of them, and hopefully you guys will be able to hear it in the background so you can hear what we're talking about, as well as hear us talking about it. And I will make sure I link, because you can find a lot of these on YouTube. They have area loops that you can listen to, like, in the background, which is what I do all the time at work. I love these. Nothing helps me get stuff done, or especially when I'm working out or exercising. Tomorrowland music, always. I like the contrast because then when I'm in the actual Tomorrowland, like, I'm on vacation. I'm not working out or exercising, but it's only when I'm at home. It pulls you through. Or we could sort of hum them, our favorites, and see if they can guess. All right. So, Athos, do you want to start and tell us one of your favorites?
One of my favorites? Well, I'm a big fan of the...
You don't want to hum it for them?
Well,
you're trying to remember it.
Yeah, exactly. Do-do-do. Do-do-do.
Wow, yeah, I can't even guess this yet.
It has the...
Did you want to look it up? Okay, maybe we should hum them. I can't guess this.
It's
Spaceman.
They got that those spacey, you know, like shooting star noises. They go... Dew.
I'm sorry, I suggest we hum it, guys. I take full responsibility.
I didn't agree to this. But I'm right. You'll see in just a moment.
Yeah. What do you love about Space Mountain music so much?
Oh, I don't know. It always reminds me of the sliding space station hallways, that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Did you put in ambient music? Did you put in
the word third music? Tunnel. Are there multiple?
I think so.
Are you guys hearing this? It is. It's like the twinkling of the stars that you can hear. Oh, shoot, it stopped.
I'm not even thinking of this one.
Oh, really?
Later center.
Oh, the internet is buffering. Why would you do this to me?
Is it on the walk out, maybe, I'm thinking of?
Really? No, I think it's in this one. Because I know the choo kind of sound. Wow, it now is refusing to load.
Like, this one does have more of a...
We're so technical in our description of music. It is more of a wow.
Well, this one is more of a wow.
Oh, there's one with less of a wow?
Let me hear it. You obviously have no idea what you're doing on YouTube.
Athos is judging me for the Space Mountain area loop track that I listened to. I picked out the wrong one.
Space Mountain. Well, see, you searched Space Mountain Disney World. What you should be searching is just Space Mountain music.
Okay.
You know, and then we'll get a selection, probably.
Okay.
Here we go. No, that's not the right one either.
Coral. What is this?
This is the California one, the actual ride.
It sounds like Star Trek.
They sound pretty cool, though.
They do.
That's a good one.
Speaking of Space Mountain, I love the Tomorrow... Oh.
Yeah.
That's it? Which is...
You guys heard that. You guys know I'm not making it up.
This is the four-hour loop, in case you guys were wondering.
Yeah, we can just keep that going on.
As we talk about all the other ones, just 4 hours.
But yeah, so yeah, it always reminds me of those cool tunnels. you know?
That's a good one. I love the normal Tamar. I feel like Space Mountain area, like the Space Mountain hallways are very zen and calming, which is good because you could be waiting there for hours and hours.
You might be there a long time.
But
it's in Disney's best interest to keep those guests calm
zen
in those multi-hour waits.
See, I like, right now we are in Tomorrowland properly. It's a little jazzier. But it's still got that.
Yeah, can't you hear the sound of the TTA tracks?
Yes! The TTA whizzing by?
Exactly, yeah.
Paging Tom Morrow. And of course they do, there's a great big beautiful tomorrow. I think that's what this part is. Yeah. It's always fun when they... Is this a cover too?
There's one from Toy Story for sure. Isn't there a cover?
Yeah.
Is it Strange Things Are Happening or is it a different one?
It might be. Like a Buzz Lightyear one?
Yeah.
Wow, this one's so... I don't even recognize this. See, when you listen to these loops on YouTube, I feel like you can appreciate them better than when you're there in the moment, because then you're like running to your Fast Pass.
On it. Yeah.
Whereas then when you listen to it like at home, you're like, oh my gosh, that is amazing. So Tomorrowland is pretty good. You know another really good one? Shoot, I was thinking of how this one went like to hum it earlier, but now I can't remember it. Wow, this is another 5 hour. Oh yeah, that was it. Ba-da-dum, ba-dum.
Yeah.
That's such a good. Do 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 do. Oh, I'm off key. Do 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 do. See, this is Epcot Future World. Isn't it amazing that they're very similar, but they're very I feel like they're distinct. Maybe I only think that because I've listened to them and been there. But this is Epcot. Like, you close your eyes.
This isn't the Epcot you're thinking of. You're thinking of the Future World.
No. This is Future World, I think. No. Yeah, I think so.
The song that we were just singing is in this loop.
Don't you think? Yeah. I'm pretty sure. Maybe. I was saying though that like it's similar to Tomorrowland, but when I hear Tomorrowland, it's like the music, I know I'm in Tomorrowland, and when I hear the Epcot music, I know I'm in Epcot. Like I wouldn't get them mixed up.
Somehow I feel like Tomorrowland has a more whimsical feel to it, but sort of Epcot Agreed. Has a more
serious.
It's a
little bit more somber. You're right,
but not the same whimsy that Tomorrowland
has. Like there are like scientists at work in Epcot. You feel like there you oh, go, see here exactly. we go. Here's that do 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 do. It's so great.
Our
amazing
of that song
singer yet? Singing skills
with more
on
synth
display
in it?
Here.
Isn't there another version?
Synth, really? Wow, synth possibly. Or possibly.
Like I remember one that.
There's a little bit harder on the doos.
Exactly. Yeah. On all those same tune. I don't know. Maybe I'm just
it's very possible.
It,
no. Yeah.
The Yeah, Epcot has some pretty solid jams in the Future World section. I'm sure the country areas, I don't know if I
you know, I don't tend to listen to those
specifically,
but I feel like I'm sure they're just as good. You know, I was recently listening to, I think someone...
I feel like they're probably, not to cut you off, I'm sure they love
But I am cutting you up.
To cut you off.
There, good job.
To cut you off, I like that I feel like a lot of the country ones probably aren't original compositions. Like, you know... Like, I could easily more see it, like, in France and stuff of them playing something from Impression de France.
Yes,
or something like
that is
know?
Actually what I was about to bring up. So, perfect transition.
Which are all classical, you know,
They
pieces.
Are. Debussy. I actually own a lot of them.
Saint
I went
Saint.
In.
Oui.
Really?
Yeah.
Claire de Lune, maybe, probably.
No, I've seen of Carnival.
Oh, that's a really good one. Yeah, I love Impression de France. So what I was going to say is somebody, I think in the Facebook group, was telling me that another podcast, which I can't remember the name of it now, but I will link this episode in the show notes, they interviewed the guy, the Imagineer who did Impression de France.
That's pretty
good. It was actually really fun. It was a really fun episode. And the guy who did Impression de France, the Imagineer, was saying that the music was like kind of his starting point. First he put together this track and then he like was, you know, researching places in France and, you know, they like went out and found different places
what
to film.
What scene would fit it? Well,
exactly.
Yeah, that really does show in the
But yeah, like the music like tells its own story and
it
then
matches
like
very, very well with the visuals.
But the guy was saying that, so he put this together, but like obviously he was the director. He wasn't really the sound guy. So then he went to the Epcot sound guy and he was like, so I put this together. Like, I'm hoping we can use this. And he was a little worried because, you know, the guy might be like, what are you doing? This is my job. I will tell you what music. Mm-hmm. But the guy was super nice and was like, thank you. Like, this is one less thing I have to do. This sounds great. Yeah. I will polish it up for you and we will, it's boom. Like, boom, yeah. Done. That's but, oh, good. The Impression de France music is gorgeous.
Can we get the composer for the Epcot Future World music on the show, please? If anyone knows him.
Should I look it up? Give him a shout out. I wonder. I'll look this up and figure out who he is and put it. Yeah. Actually, I've never thought about that before. Like,
people are making that music. Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, it's pretty good music.
But yeah.
But like, there are people behind the scenes, that sort of thing.
Exactly. And who they are and all the work they put into it. Like, it seems so seamless and perfect, but obviously they put a lot of hours and effort into it. But yeah, Impression de France is great. Now I'm feeling inspired. I'm going to start looking up some of the other Epcot country soundtracks because I'm sure they're out there.
Listen. Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty great. Let's see. What's another you love?
I like the Boneyard. I like the Radio Guys.
Yes.
I enjoy them. I feel like they add a lot.
Digging in the hot sun, digging up bones, digging up big bones. Yeah, they've never got a tombstone.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my back is sore from
carrying a stegosaur.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Digging. Doo-doom. Digging. Dun-o-len.
There you go. Precisely. The, yeah, along with that one, I guess, does have a fair number of just pop songs along with it. But I like the Radio Guys, and I think they're fun. And I think
I love the Radio Guys. It's so fun that they recorded, like, a radio. For the sun to set, but it's not done for sleeping yet. Classic. You know, I've never listened to this one in the background, and now I'm feeling like I should definitely listen to this one in the background. Trying to get to the Radio Guys, the announcers.
I don't think they include the radio announcers. This is just the loop. And I tried searching for Boneyard. There is no results. So there's one that needs to be uploaded.
You know,
I'm sure most of you know what I'm talking about.
Those guys. So it's all good. You know those guys. It's not Chester and Hester, is it? I don't think that's canon. I think that's me speculating right now.
They probably do say their names, but I doubt it's Chester and Hester. I liked.
But yeah, Animal Kingdom is really good. That's another one that also just like, I think it's the Tree of Life. Is it up there at the top? The one BGM loop. I'm not sure where they get this music. It's surprising that Disney doesn't sell it as albums. Oh, isn't that great?
I do recognize
it. Do, 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 do. It's amazing that they find these iconic sounds, like sound combinations for each, you know,
area,
because that is
each area so well.
They do. Yeah,
very evocative hearing this sort of
this stuff. Is such a restful, calming one because it's like just like the sound of waterfalls and animals and like it's just a great in the background, like not too much you know, not like super peppy. If you're looking for peppy, you go for Tomorrowland. If you're looking for zen, you go for Animal Kingdom.
Good stuff.
WDNO, can you dig it? That's can it. Get it? DNO. Yeah, that makes
Dino.
You got it. Okay, good.
I got the joke. but yeah, what's another one of your favorites, Emma?
Okay, well, since we're at the Animal Kingdom, we should obviously go to
Avatar.
Oh well, yes. Thank you. Oh my gosh, I was thinking not like that, but that was a really great thought because Ewa.
And there is sort of a cover of that song that plays ambiently, isn't there?
There is. You can so there is a Pandora loop on YouTube that you can. I just searched Ewa, and the first thing is Ewa has heard you.
It's
is
from
that
the movie?
I thought that was like the translation. Ewa is, of course, in the song in the Navi River Journey in Pandora. And it the lyrics, like it's all in the Pandoran language, but you can translate it because isn't this cool? I think this was in the original Pandora movie. They got a guy to create a language for them, which is so awesome. And then they got that same guy to write the song for Navi River Journey. Oh, here we go. Way Teretua, the shaman's song. Oh, this is my favorite. Oh my gosh. I listen to this all the time. Dr. Paul Frummer. That was the guy. Well, I need to learn these lyrics. Yado. That means you can sing,
hear
apparently.
This pretty, you can hear it pretty well in the canteen area. Without the shaman singing.
Ma-e-wa, ma-e-wa. Wow, the captions on this song claim that it's the wood sprites singing in the background. Interesting fact. Don't know if that's canon. Mm. But
do they even have mouths?
Well.
Do they even have vocal cords? Perhaps they stridulate.
What on earth does that mean?
It means they vibrate at the frequency to produce the sound.
Whoa.
That's
wow.
That's how crickets make a sound. They stridulate. Oh. Now you guys know.
Whoa. Take fact of the day.
Take that one home.
Take it to the bank.
Exactly.
Cash it in.
Chicken.
Well, that is really good. The one I was thinking of, though, see, I was skipping straight to the resorts. I was going to the Animal Kingdom Lodge, which is kind of amazing. Actually, a lot of the resorts have separate music for the holidays, and the Animal Kingdom Lodge holiday track is also amazing. They have one that, oh, I can't remember the name of it now. That's not Animal Kingdom
Lodge. A lot of the resort ones also are not original compositions, in my experience.
Yes.
So you can Shazam all of these.
Shazam?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
That's the app where it listens to the music and then it tells you what song it is.
See, don't you feel like you're at the Animal Kingdom Lodge? There are probably drums calling people to Boma. Maybe you're sitting in Ogun's Fire Pit. Maybe you're sitting in the Sunset Lounge with Martin and Osa.
There you go.
I love these songs. They're so good. But wow, good to know that. And you could probably find the albums and buy these as individual tracks.
Yeah, I mean they're from different albums, all of them. But you could go around and buy all the individual.
Probably
ones.
Would be worth it.
There's one from the Christmas album at Wilderness Lodge that I was a huge fan of.
Did you buy?
Ended up buying. Yeah,
oh, wow.
But now I cannot remember what it was called.
I have an album called Jabula. Which I'm actually not sure what song from Jabula is played at the Animal Kingdom Lodge, but we listen to that album all the time, and it sounds like the Animal Kingdom Lodge, probably because that, I guess, band. It has lots of other songs that like aren't even played necessarily at Jumbo House, but they sound like it, so it's very evocative. Yes, you know, one of the questions in the podcast Facebook group recently was, what do you do to beat the Disney blues? And I think definitely listening to ambient Disney music is a great thing. Is this the Wilderness Lodge Christmas?
Seeing if I can find it. Because I remember it was at the very end of the loop, which was kind of annoying. Of the YouTube video, because the song was split in half. And in my opinion, it was the best song. But to listen to the whole thing...
You had to listen to one video, then another.
One of the video, and then part two. Oh, is that it? Yeah, I think that's it. Is that We Three Kings? What is it? I just like the weird lilting.
I love it. The twanginess.
Twangy.
Banjo, maybe?
Yeah.
God rest you, merry gentlemen.
Yeah,
right?
God rest you, merry gentlemen. That's it.
Oh, I like this.
Isn't it good?
Oh, that's a nice one.
This is... Christmas time in some western caves.
I like it. Christmas time out on the ranch. Oh my gosh, whoever did this video put like snowflakes falling inside the Wilderness Lodge. I like it.
Remarkable. If only the Imagineers could pull that off.
Oh my gosh.
For the indoor weather machine brought to you by Disney.
Wow.
Do you have any other favorite holiday tracks? Like you were saying, Africa. Animal Kingdom Lodge has fantastic African Christmas music.
One of the best.
All in, you know, various African tongues, which are pretty good.
So what is the search term, since you, Athos, are an expert? Isn't it area loop?
You could write area loop.
Beach club area loop.
Just write music.
Just music.
That always comes up.
Okay. The resorts, though, all have really excellent music, ambient music, and... Can you guess where we are, guys? Guess. Can you guess, Athos? No?
Got no idea.
We're at the beach.
Is it the beach club?
Yes, we're at the beach club.
Where do you hear this music?
In the lobby. You obviously haven't sat
in the lobby enough.
See, I hang out in all lobbies. Especially this lobby that has 10,000 amazing chairs.
Count them.
Okay, don't count them. There are 10,000, sadly. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like the sort of, this is a great Zen music. It's just really like, but also very atmospheric. Like, I feel like I'm at somebody's beach house and I could wander out to the beach later and just like really relaxed on vacation. Love that one. Vero Beach Music?
I'm curious. Do they have it?
Oh, it's not Disney.
Like, I'm curious. Do DVC?
Do you think it sounds like Beach Club? I'm sure they have ambient music.
Nobody has uploaded it. No one's uploaded it. I'm curious if they did have ambient music, because I can't recall off the top of my head if.
I feel like all Disney resorts have ambient music. It wouldn't be a Disney resort without ambient music. Mm-hmm. That's why it's always kind of weird whenever you hear like pop hits or things that are on the radio at Disney World. It's like, what is happening right now? Like, what?
Immersion broken.
Because you're at Disney World. You're not in the real world.
I'm lost.
You don't want to hear real world.
You know what we haven't talked about? Disney Springs.
Good call. Possibly the best.
Ambient tracks.
See, that's one that I should have looked up who is the composer, although maybe there are multiples, or who is the adapter, rather, because the Disney Springs track, soundtrack, is all, like, your favorite, or...
They're all Disney songs, all like movie.
But they're so cleverly done, because they sound totally different, and yet... Totally perfect for Disney Springs, but like it takes you a minute for your brain to be like, wait a minute, which song is this? Like it's kind of a little bit of a puzzle, which makes it really fun. This is another great one for that I listen to all the time.
Do you guys know what it is yet?
No, do you? Well, you know, this. Oh, you did?
Yeah, one of the top comments tells what it is. You'll know it in half a second. Here it comes.
Well, see, that's because it hadn't started yet.
Yeah.
Now it starts. Winnie the Pooh.
You can't guess from the 30-second intro?
No.
Some Disney fan you are.
That's an intro. That wasn't part of the actual Winnie the Pooh adaptation. Are you sure this isn't another intro?
No. Well, this still
is the
intro.
Or like a sort of transition.
Like coming.
Okay. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do I know the song. Or I liked how to hum it, but I don't.
It's Ratatouille.
It is?
Isn't that cool that they put a Ratatouille song
in? Oh my gosh. I never would have guessed that was Ratatouille.
Yeah.
Colette shows him le ropes. Wow, that is fantastic.
Yeah, so really a pretty cool selection.
Yeah,
of
10 out of 10. Oh, Newsies, the Aristocats, Tangled, Pocahontas. There are so. Wreck It Ralph. Oh, I love that one, Wreck It Ralph. This is one of my faves.
Yeah, so all of these awesome covers of these Disney songs and just like
Disney Springsified.
Made hip and cool.
You know what someone should do is to like reimagine all of these songs, but for every single resort and park. So like what if you did this, all this like list of Disney songs, but like Epcotify it.
Oh, themed them.
Or Magic Kingdomify it or Polynesianify it. Hey, you know what I mean?
That would be pretty cool.
That would be cool.
Yeah. Yeah, Disney Springs is probably one of my favorites as well. I'm just like, might be my favorite. I can't think of like one that I.
Oh, really? If you had to pick one.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. That's a really good one.
To be honest, sometimes I just need to go to the Hukilau. So I think the Polynesian might be. If I had to pick just one.
Report to the Hukilau.
Please report to the Hukilau. Although there's one in this loop that's like a sad going away song. Has always been the like, oh no, now the trip is over song. But for the most part, they're all just delightful. Ah, I can close my eyes.
Right there on the island.
Right there. Close at the Polynesian. There's the castle across the Seven Seas Lagoon.
And there you go.
I love it. Yes, there's the tiki god in the middle of the lobby. Yeah. One time at the Polynesian, I got up early and I went out to the pool. It was the quiet pool and the music was already playing. When in the middle of the night, the music is not playing at the resorts and it's always super weird. It's like, what? Like it's a different place without the music.
Mm-hmm.
But there was no one else around. So the music was really loud and I was just sitting quietly by the pool. All the palm trees swaying. It was a perfect way to start the day. It was wonderful. There was one more. I feel like we've now covered almost all of them, but there was one more.
Was there?
And it's lost
Fremont
now.
Park.
Oh, no. I just remembered it. No, I just edited this video, actually. I edited a video of Toy Story Land.
Does it have a soundtrack? And,
well, it has a soundtrack, but what I'm thinking of is it's not the land as a whole. It's one of the rides. It is, oh, my gosh, Alien Swirling Saucers. Do you remember now?
Oh, yeah. It does have some cool it has, covers from the Toy Story.
Yeah. It's kind of Disney Springs-like where it did a little jazzy cover. Yeah. Although the one I don't like, version. Of course, is Jesse.
Jesse's
sad
song.
But they made it all peppy. And it's like, this is not a happy song, guys. No, I don't want to dance. Jesse got left behind.
Bye.
Anyway, yeah, so I was just editing that video. So I don't know if that's on YouTube, if you can find that one.
Get excited. Yeah. I'm sure it'll be there eventually.
Well, yeah, I feel like those were most of... Oh, Main Street USA. Put on your Sunday clothes.
Cool.
There's lots of world out there.
Post-turn of the century music.
Yeah, and they're all from movies, too. Like Oklahoma, Hello Famous Dolly. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of fun. Yeah, I think the Surrey with the fringe on top. Is there? Oh, here's a fun movie song that is at Disney World. Jane Austen, song from Sense and Sensibility. So just like a kind of classical music. Like it's not, doesn't have lyrics or anything. Why would a Jane Austen song have lyrics? Come on. But it's plays at the Land Pavilion. So there is a little Jane Austen at Disney World in the Land Pavilion. Music from Sense and Sensibility.
In the Land.
In the Land.
Place. There you go.
Yeah. Is there anything else? Oh, well, we didn't talk about shows, nighttime shows, but that's another great one. Rivers of Light is such a great one to listen to, and Illuminations.
Ugh. The soundtracks to the show.
Exactly, yeah. Or, I mean, you can also just watch the show on YouTube just listen to the audio. Happily Ever After, Wishes.
Wishes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. The Electrical Water Pageant, that has a great soundtrack. Mm-hmm. That's not technically an area loop, I guess, branching out into the larger world of Disney music. That must be a fun job, though, to come up with songs that are going to be atmospheric and going to transport someone.
Yeah, fit the experience, sort of.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. They do a very good job.
10 out of 10. Mm-hmm. All right, so that was our list. There's nothing else you want to add?
Not particularly.
I feel like there's probably things I'm forgetting, but...
I mean, yeah. I'm sure any number of them, I'd be like, oh my gosh, that song.
Yes, that one. You know that song.
I feel like the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids had some pretty memorable ones. But now I can't remember how any of them went.
R.I.P.
And I never will. But I'm sure someone uploaded them, so that's fine. But
press F in the chat for
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids
Playground.
Replaced by... What are they building now?
Star Wars Land, right? Really? Galaxy's Edge.
Congratulations.
Right? Don't you think? That's what's there.
Is it?
I'm sure it is. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, Streets of America.
Yeah, you're right. You must be right.
Is gone.
You gotta be right.
Yeah.
I believe that. Good stuff. That's exciting. We were saying how I want to play Sabacc. I can't remember the word.
This is a game is it just the movie Solo or is it in the original trilogy?
It was at least mentioned in the original trilogy. I don't know if we're still filming.
No. We're going to do this podcast as
this is the bonus anyway.
This is the bonus.
Chat.
Chat exactly. At the end.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so if you would like to watch, the video version of this is not any more exciting than the audio version, but if you'd like to watch it on YouTube, we are going to upload it to youtube.com/bookishprincess, and that's where you can check out the Toy Story Land vlog. I don't upload area loops, but
sadly
maybe I should start branching out into
the background of the vlog anyway. But yeah, good stuff.
Yeah. What were you saying though? You were saying something vaguely
something
interesting.
About Sabacc.
Oh, yeah, we're going to play Sabacc at Galaxy's Edge.
Exactly. It has its own unique cards. They were playing it in Solo, but I think it at least was in the books or something previously, because somehow that word sounds familiar to me.
Do they play it in the original trilogy or no?
I don't remember any scene they would have been playing it, but I feel like it might have been in the books or in the famous comic book maybe or something. Yeah. Something like that. I never read any of them.
Okay, cool.
But just because I've heard the word before, but they actually sell a exact deck of those same cards they were using in the Solo movie. And
do you think
they look pretty iconic?
They'll probably
sell them back there.
They'll probably sell them at Galaxy's Edge.
There's a good chance of that. That's true.
they sell $200 robots and stuff. So,
hey, you know, there you go. Speaking of Galaxy's Edge, did you hear about the area loop for it?
No.
It's composed by John Williams.
Wait, you know this for a fact?
Yes, I know this for a fact. John Williams is composing the area loop for that Galaxy's Edge.
Is the best thing I've heard
How
today.
How cool is that?
That makes me so much more excited it's for Galaxy's very official. Edge.
That's the main reason to be excited that, for Galaxy's
really?
Edge. I'm just excited for John Williams.
That's concert. So cool. That's pretty cool. Oh, yeah. I love that. Is that's not on YouTube yet, is it?
Oh, there's no way.
Well, Disneyland?
Maybe.
Hold on. We're just going to check it out.
Maybe all of the
Galaxy's
all of
Edge.
The area loop channels are all racing each other.
Oh,
to be
I
the
bet
first
they
one
are.
To...
How I wonder how they do get such high quality of it. Like, you know?
Symphonic.
Whoa.
Sweet.
This is just
this is only 5 minutes, so it can't be the full thing.
Yeah.
Maybe it's maybe this is just a little medley or something.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. Look, what download. It says so maybe download I guess you can buy the Symphonic Suite at least. I feel like you can't curious. Usually buy
Let's
other
Let's just see if this is actually something original or if it's just Sounds original to me.
I like it. This is what we'll hear when we enter Galaxy's Edge. I like it.
I like it too.
Star Warsy.
Adventure, etc. By John Williams. Says so right on the thing.
It does.
Pretty cool.
I
was expecting this wouldn't actually be anything interesting, but this is a... Sounds like it's something original. It says music inspired by the Disney-themed land. There you go.
I like it.
Very cool.
So does that mean
stuff.
John Williams got to go and walk around Galaxy's Edge before it opened?
Oh. Or at least he was
to get inspiration,
with the plans and
yeah,
stuff and everything
for the loop. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Hey,
stuff.
Wow, great addendum there.
There you go. Fun fact. Fun
Perfect.
Fact. Anyway.
Anyway. Yeah, you can check out more episodes of the podcast on wdwatoz.com or subscribe, of course, on iTunes or Google Play. And the podcast is also on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We're Disney World A2Z. So you can give us a follow. And yeah, I think that's about it.
Yeah, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for joining us. Thanks for listening. Now you should obviously go listen to some kind of area loop, your area loop of choice. And we'll talk to you again soon. Have a magical day.
Bye.